USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is talking with CEOs and other business leaders about supply chain gridlock and holiday shopping. During a White House photo op, Biden saying he's very pleased about the cooperation between business and labor in dealing with supply chain bottlenecks at U.S. ports.
I want to meet you about what you're seeing this holiday season. How well prepared are you to have products you need on your shelves? And know how you've innovated and hired to overcome these supply chain challenges.
Biden also calling the new Omicron coronavirus variant a cause for concern but not panic. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is promising the lights will stay on this winter in Texas following a near collapse of the state's electrical system last February. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Another high-profile court case is getting underway.
Jury selection started today in the trial of former Empire star Jussie Smollett, who is accused of making false police reports to authorities that he was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack in 2019. 39-year-old Smollett was indicted on 6 counts last year by a Cook County, Illinois grand jury.
That Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. My concern is that hate crimes will now publicly be met with a level of skepticism.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson goes on to say Mr. Smollett allegedly paid two brothers $3,500 to stage the attack. The brothers have confessed to the plot. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Black Friday is in the rearview mirror, Cyber Monday is here, and after that it's Giving Tuesday. The Tuesday after Thanksgiving is meant to be the day dedicated to radical generosity in people's everyday lives. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
With a rise in smash-and-grab robberies around the United States, business owners are looking for answers on how to fix this problem. Many law enforcement officials attribute the rise in crime to laws like one in San Francisco that counts thefts less than $950 as only a misdemeanor. Fresno County, California District Attorney Lisa Smitkamp has seen a handful of these robberies in her area. She explains the impact they have on police.
As we continue to weaken laws with regard to theft, our police departments are struggling even recruiting young officers to come and be police officers because we have this anti-law enforcement feeling now.
Due to supply chain issues around the country, Christmas trees are expected to be more expensive and scarce this year. Todd Gannon, owner of Riverview Christmas Tree Farm in South Dakota, says issues are affecting the entire country, not just his state.
We're seeing it all over the country. We run short in supply. We generally truck in from neighboring states, and we were unable to even get some pre-cut trees in this year.
Gannon adds that weather has played a huge part in causing the Christmas tree shortage. Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen will be back testifying before the House on Wednesday. Haugen set to discuss a provision that protects tech companies from being held responsible for content posted on their platforms by third parties. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.